Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is, man. This is the DSA Podcast. We are the Dirty South Affiliates. I'm your boy, Shard.
Yes, Lord. It's your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening, people?
And damn, this is the podcast where anything is.
Anything and everything go, goddamn.
We talked about, discussed, laughed at, picked at, so on. What's happening? Oh, shout out to Teddy Sheen here today.
I tell you that grinding.
Yeah, man.
Y'all need a personal trainer, make sure y'all get at her.
We're gonna get into some topics I know a lot of people wanna talk about. We gonna talk about it. Starting with these outrageous ass gas price. But
through the roof.
Before we get into all that, shout out to everybody who's been checking out the podcast. Shout out to the Instagram followers and subscribers and the like. Your video been blowing up on Instagram.
My video.
Your headliner video. Oh, yeah. That be racking up numbers.
I
be
looking loud.
At, you know, you posted one to the DSA podcast. Yeah. Hey, yeah, that one been going crazy.
Yes, loud.
Shout out to everybody who been hitting.
Shout out to all y'all. Because I don't give a fuck about this shit.
Yeah, like, that one been going crazy. Like, every day I open Instagram, it's like 4 or 5 notifications. And yeah. I'm like, well, these folks going crazy over the headliner video. They like it.
Hey, trying to let these motherfuckers know.
Shout out to y'all.
I don't give a fuck about none of this shit up here. None of this shit.
That was the part that got me. That's what you said.
See this shit? I don't give a fuck about none of this shit up here. Because I don't.
But yeah, shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody checking in on all the major streaming platforms.
And we back in the trap with it.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
Lord.
It's a beautiful day today.
It really is.
I think it's going to be a beautiful summer.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful
I think so,
one.
Man. It has been a fun bitch. I ain't going to bullshit. I woke up that morning, my drawer was stuck in my ass. Like, stuck, sweating.
Yeah.
Don't make no sense, bro. It don't make no sense.
That hot where your balls stick to your thighs and shit.
Yeah, this ain't no cargo short weather right
Hell
here.
No.
You gotta have some basketball shorts on.
Go head on with a goddamn hoochie daddy short bullshit. Damn that. Shit got to breathe.
Hey, look, who the fuck made knee high shorts? Like, they ain't even knee high no more. They thigh high shorts for men. Who the fuck made that shit pop? You wear them, bitch?
Fuck no.
I don't wear that. That shit look like your nuts is gonna be.
Why we gotta follow every trend?
I don't get
that somebody
shit.
Say is in.
Who made that shit popular?
I don't know.
I be seeing that shit everywhere. I was like, man, your shout too little.
I let them bitches go just above my knee.
Above the knee.
But all that riding up my thigh shit.
But
no.
You seen one of them talking about though, ain't you?
Shit got to breathe around here.
I be thinking them niggas gay. That's just me though. I just see that shit and first thing I think is that's gay dude.
That's mostly who used to wear them, who normally wear them bitches.
Okay, I'm getting off what the fuck I want. I thought about that and I was like, who the fuck making that shit
pop? Your daddy shorts are not cool, people. Just gonna put that out there.
Anyway, I want to talk about the something that affecting everybody right now. And quite frankly, I'm tired of the shit. Talk about the rising gas price. Motherfucker, we ain't even at war in our gas. Higher than a song bit, man.
Gotta get that stimulus money back.
Boy, you said some shit then, bro. I ain't think about that. You said some shit then. You right. I ain't even think about that shit like this.
Gotta get that stimulus money back.
God. Boy, you might have just opened some shit then. It is mighty fucking strange that y'all gave us all that stimulus money.
And right after that,
everything
went sky high. Inflation, what they call it. Inflation
damn,
on food.
Cool. I think you just crazy.
Inflation on gas. Had inflation on everything. Inflation on rent. Inflation on mortgage.
Damn,
inflation
sure
on
will.
All that shit, bro.
I think you just cracked the code. God damn, one time for L Boogie for cracking the code, because I ain't even look at it like this.
And for Oprah.
Yeah, she inflated too.
Yep.
But, damn, Cole.
She inflated too.
Damn, you fucked me up with that one, Cole. Huh? You fucked me up with that one. I ain't even think about it like that. I'm like, God damn, this shit driving me crazy. Nigga said, stamina money. All right. They damn sure did give out.
Gotta get that stimulus check back, bro.
What the
And they still giving out shit.
They is?
Yeah.
What the
Especially
fuck?
Like that, they just gave money to the educators for they to spend in their classroom.
Dead ass, bro.
Which I feel like that should be something that's done twice a year. It should be done in August. It should be done again in December.
They should do that anyway. That,
it should be done twice a
year. Now, that one I agree with.
Because teachers shouldn't have to keep... First of all, you already... Now, I know this off the subject, but you already not paying the teachers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you paying them, but they're at the bottom of the pay total. When it comes to careers,
they should get paid more than a police officer.
They should get paid more than a lawyer, doctor, anybody. They should be at the top, because you cannot become neither one of these professionals without going to a teacher first.
Facts.
You get what I'm saying? Facts. You can't go be no lawyer, no doctor, no whatever the hell it is you choose to be, no accountant. You can't be none of that until you go see some teachers.
Facts. So how often did they get them a check for that? They gave them just one?
I think this the first time they done did it.
Oh, so they gave
I think they probably done did it before, but it was like years ago.
That crazy.
But like, they should be giving them, I mean,
I think they should.
Bro, if you knew how much money teachers come out of their pocket with just for their classroom,
you know,
bro.
I already know, you know, my niece.
My wife spend
elementary school teacher
damn near $5,000.
Yeah.
In a school year, just to have the stuff she need.
I think they either need to, like you said, cut them two checks a year, or they need to cut them a big ass boning check when they sign on to be a teacher.
They don't even need to do that, because they shouldn't have to spend any of their personal money.
They should.
On their classroom.
So I add a question. Were they doing that when we were young?
What?
Was teachers buying all this
stuff?
Hell
yeah.
Classroom?
They were still doing that shit.
That crazy. But yeah, inflation. They ain't even paying
inflation
the teachers
on everything, bro.
I ain't thinking about it. You fucked me up. You really did fuck me
like
up.
I feel like a teacher that has a bachelor's degree should automatically be getting from the jump $50,000.
Yeah.
Master's degree.
Cause that motherfucker gotta turn into a whole parent when they.
Hell yeah, yeah, bro. They're doing a lot. It's more than just teaching, bro.
25, 30 other kids.
Exactly. At one time.
Master
degree should move them up. If it start out at 50, the master degree should move them up to 75.
That should be one of the high paid professions,
bro. It should move them up to 75. And if you got a specialist a doctorate. If you got a doctorate degree, that should be automatic 125.
And I think the teachers who have to deal with the special needs students, they get extra. They have to go through a lot. You feel?
Yeah. Like anybody who's in,
you can get them extra.
Who's in the special ed classroom? Like starting out, depending on their degrees, like I will put 10,000 more than what the regular classroom is.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so like if you got a bachelor's, you start out at 50 in the regular classroom. Special needs, you start out at 55 or 60.
So is that a reason why some people might start their own private school because they can make more money?
In a sense.
Because I would think those teachers probably, do they get paid more than like a public school teacher?
Nah, I think it's
same thing.
Yeah.
Because they money get funded through the students paying
parents.
Tuition and shit like that, right?
Yeah. Tuition, sponsorships.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
So I was like, damn, do they get paid more than the public school teaching then?
Mm-hmm.
Cause they money coming from a whole nother thing than where public school teachers' money come from, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's sad that, you know, you have people who wanna be educators, you have people who wanna work with kids, but then you don't wanna pay them.
They don't wanna pay them.
You don't want to pay them. Benefits ain't really worth shit.
How would?
Because the minute you give me a raise, this how crazy the system is. Every time teachers do get a raise, insurance go up.
Yeah.
Every time.
Hey, I said it before. Every time. I said it before, and I'm gonna stand by this shit. Insurance, the biggest scam in the world.
It is, and it ain't. And that's just because we don't know a lot about it. But see, insurance, you can actually make money off of.
You can, but shit, they got them find a crazy way to make money off your ass.
Yeah.
They just like with ways not to pay you money that you rightfully owe because you have this.
They have all these little stipulations in the policy.
Thank you signing a damn NBA contract with all that shit they got going on
worse
in there.
Worse than that, NFL. Fuck? Shit crazy, bro.
Yeah, I did not think about that. They trying to make back all their money.
That's it, bro.
Dog, I'm just saying thing that when you said it, it struck me though. We just got a check, right, from the government. It was part of some tax shit. But I like, been did our taxes. You know what I'm saying? When you do your taxes, it don't take long for if right. you get a return. It don't take long. So all this stuff came in. That came. But then everybody got like a check for like $250. And we were just like, the fuck that come from? You feel me? Because I ain't want to go cash it because I was like, hell no. They ain't gonna get me like that. They got red fox like that.
Yeah.
You owe some money. No, uh-huh. Nigga. I ain't after that check. But come to find out, they got them sent that shit to tons of people out there in America. You feel me? So I'm just like,
the government ain't finna give you nothing free.
Mm-mm.
Unless it's bad for you. Case in point, fucking COVID shot.
So when you like,
they were paying you to get that motherfucker.
Yeah, they were. They really were.
Paying you to get a shot. Motherfuckers ain't never paid you to get no flu shot.
Nah.
Paying you to get this shit.
Call it flu shot. That flu shit is just a sick.
You feel me?
Natural COVID. They made that shit. They made that shit.
That's made that shit so they can inject people with some other shit to affect their ass on the back end.
They ain't gonna give you nothing, cause when they started giving out stimulus check, right? I was just like, man, sooner or later we gonna have to pay this shit back. Exactly, like sooner or later, bro. We gotta pay it back. And this is how they getting it back.
Yo.
That's why I see, man. Like I can't remember the lady's name. I was at the store yesterday, grabbed me like a juice and shit. And it was a lady in a black lady. She was cool as hell. I wish I could remember her name. She handed me a flyer. She was like, hell, son. You know, she running for a Senate.
Yeah.
I'm talking about she 100, though. I really wish I remember her name. It's in the car. But I'm going to tell you why I don't remember her name. Because all of them politicians, bro.
It's so many
of y'all. How the fuck I'm keep up with you? And for one, at the end of the day, you still work for the government.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like, I get it. But she was cool, though. I'm like, she in the store kicking the shit with everybody. Like, how people come in the store kicking the shit before. She don't sound like no senator. But if I was going to vote for somebody, I'd probably vote for her because
she interacting with the people.
Like, I see how genuine. She talked to everybody, and she cool she as genuine. Shit. And I was just like,
It ain't the ones that come around and just stand around. She actually being active with them.
Yeah.
She interacting. Because, you know, you got some that'll come around and feel like they doing something just because they standing around the people.
But at the same time, I was looking at it like, well, you still work for the motherfucking government. And the government ain't
like,
been.
Nigga, you still the Fed. I ain't
got yeah, it. Yeah. You want to be a senator. You still answer to somebody higher. You feel? Oh, she was running for a Senate seat. I don't want to say a senator. I don't think it's a senator. She was like a Senate seat or some shit for the state of Georgia. But it was for the district of Pike County, Spalding County. You know what I'm saying? All them surrounding county, that person was going to be the one for them. So. But I was like, nah, because I think by now we done cleared the show. We done did. I'm going to go out on a limb and say 86 episodes. Is that right? You don't know yet. You know.
Hell no.
I can find out, but I think we done did over 80-something episodes. And I think it's pretty clear to these people that we do not trust the government at all. Like,
you think it's safe to say?
It's beyond safe to say. By this point, it's a damn fact that we done said it over and over again. I don't trust the government. So when they were sending out stimulus checks, I was like, shit, you ain't got no choice. And then how they slick with it, though. You can't refuse that, bitch.
Because they direct deposit that shit in your account.
You feel me? It ain't like they sent you something saying, do you want to accept this? They sent that bitch direct.
Roll that
to
back. Listen to what I just said. They deposit that shit into your account.
They did, dog. They did, for real.
An account number that you haven't given them.
They got it from your tax preparation.
But they know it.
They got it from your tax preparation.
Yeah.
Because when motherfuckers get their taxes done, you know you have to put an account down. That's what they get
but
it from.
But because they the feds and they the government.
82 episodes. I was off.
You just gave them access to your shit. Yeah, so whenever they want to take over your shit, they can.
They got it. Yeah. That's a fact right though. Mm-hmm. That is a fact. Anytime you do taxes, you give over all your financial.
Especially when you call 9 times out of 10, motherfucker do direct deposit.
But see, that's the thing. Anytime you do taxes, you give up your financial information.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they want to know, ain't that some nose shit? We got to know where all your money come from. Fuck, you got to know where my money come from.
Right.
You need to worry about getting your money off. Last time I checked, we was in debt to every other country. Shit.
We all in this motherfucker together.
What the hell you talking about? Government? Now that you think about it.
And that's the crazy part. I don't understand. How you... I don't know. It's retarded. You print your own money, but you in debt.
Bro, I will never understand how that shit work, bro. Like, how the fuck you be in debt with
your
own currency?
You print
your
own money, but you in debt with it.
Yeah, your own currency.
And you in debt with it.
Mm-hmm.
If that ain't misunderstood.
I saw some shit that said, that shit said the planet Earth is in debt some trillions of dollars. I was like, well, who the fuck we in debt to? Goddamn Decepticons? What
right,
the hell
right.
We got
what
down?
The fuck?
What like, the fuck? How the Earth get in debt?
We in debt with Mars, goddamn.
The fuck? That shit said the Earth is in debt. See, I'm like, the Earth?
That shit crazy,
bro. Who the fuck we in debt to?
That shit crazy.
But yeah, that damn, you killed it with that one, though, when you said that was going. Though they money, they getting their money back from the stimulus. They damn sure
gonna,
getting it back.
Man, they gonna find a way to get that shit back.
Because you know, in some states, like prices always have been high. Because I remember,
and that's why there's an inflation. Because think about it, just like with the PPP loan.
Oh yeah, that was a trap.
Even for the ones who got it and was legit and got it and can get it. You know what I'm saying? Like Like, even them, if you think about those businesses done went up in their prices.
They
why?
Got to, because they got to pay
because they
shit
got to pay
back.
Their goddamn money back.
They got to pay that shit back.
Now, granted, they got well, they can take their time to pay it back, but...
At least they gave your ass a choice.
Exactly.
To go and get that shit.
Exactly, because you could have left that shit where
it was. Alone just bought it. You know what I'm saying? Just try to survive. Or maybe close and then goddamn... Get back on your feet and start back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a trap from the moment.
Like, why I left it alone, bro?
That was a trap from the moment I first heard when the pandemic hit. Okay, this how you know shit is too sweet. You know what I'm saying? It gotta be something behind. This how you know when the hood nigga show up, right? You know we all know a couple real ass niggas. When that nigga show up and the first conversation a motherfucker have with you is, bye, better get on that PPP. Leave it alone, cause
nah, bro, I'm straight.
If it's circulating in the world like that,
but here's the kicker though.
Nah, leave it alone, bro. Unless you are a legitimate business,
right?
If you're a legitimate business, you want to do it. I ain't got nothing, but if you just like some folks,
I ain't scheming.
Don't
scamming.
Do that shit, cause you but still gotta pay them
folks back. Here's the kicker, though. For the people who think they finna get away with this part, the ones who was helping people get the PPP loan,
they ain't going to jail too.
Oh boy, they gonna get their ass too.
Leave that shit all. That shit. Is
they gonna
trap.
Get their ass too. That with a big ass trap.
I knew that the minute I ain't gonna
they
lie
need
to
some
you.
More people in prison so they can make some more money off of.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause that's all the prison system is.
And it's like crazy how they housing market shit.
But that ain't that. But that's why
that ain't gas, bro.
That's why I've been preaching it.
That ain't gas. Them two markets.
I probably been preaching it
now
for the last. I probably been preaching it now for the last 6 months.
I just put this bitch out and tried to pull that motherfucker.
Shout out to all the people I know who are in real estate. Shout out to my boy JK.
Yep.
Shout out to my homegirl Marjorie out there in Texas doing her thing.
Get it.
But nothing against y'all. I love y'all dearly. I wish y'all, like, I pray y'all continue to sell these houses.
Yeah, yeah.
But from a bank standpoint, getting houses is fucking overrated.
It is.
One, they're overpricing these bitches.
Damn.
Two, house is not meant for the people. The house is literally meant for the bank.
Damn.
Meaning, the only reason the banks are functioning, they can't just give you money.
They gotta have
something. They gotta have something, bro.
They gotta make a revenue.
Exactly. So what are they using? These houses. Why do you think you go to a bank to get a house loan?
Or why you think somebody like goddamn it, what them companies is, mortgage loan companies,
yeah,
and shit. Man, what they don't tell folks here is that them big ass hedge fund companies, you know what I'm saying? But they do like sectors where they can offer you a house loan.
And you slick paying double and you just don't realize
what?
It because
man.
You still, not only now are you paying them, but you paying them and the bank.
Yeah, yeah, because they have banks attached
exactly.
to their firm. That's why they're a billion-dollar firm,
exactly.
because they got access to whatever bank
exactly.
chain that they fuck with.
Yep.
That bank done said, okay, you got an unlimited amount. It's like somebody giving a motherfucker a black card and saying, hey,
yeah.
there's no limit on that black card.
You do what you
feel
do.
Me? You just do what you
do
know what I'm saying?
Do.
Fund what you gotta fund, cause we automatically know that you gonna make
back.
That shit
yeah.
20 times over. So you good at doing that. So that's all that shit is, dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't say this; they make it seem like that loan company is just so big that. Hey, in the hood, boy. Ain't no telling
what you might see, boy.
You know what the crazy part is? That used to be a garage. Anyway, hold on. They don't know what we're talking. But that
we gotta get visual for these people.
So that used to be the whole way you drive in. They like to made it into that again. But yeah, they don't tell you that about those big home mortgage companies. They don't tell you that. They got a big-ass bank attached to them
mm-hmm.
that probably own a percentage of that company. You feel me? And that's why they got access to all that kind of money.
Yeah.
Well, we $250,000 high, man. We can cut you the whole check right now. Just put you on a goddamn 60-year payment plan, which you still ain't going to get close to. Not now. The way I saw something where they, like you said, they charging you. The mortgage company now, your interest rate be so fucking high.
Because they got to get theirs as well as the bank still got to get theirs.
They were talking to a dude who had great credit. I'm like, hey, this dude, he had great credit. I'll say this CNN or some shit, but he had like great credit, bro. Through the roof shit. And his interest rate was so fucking high. He was just like, the fuck? Like, that's the whole point of working hard and paying off your bills and making sure you got because you expect for that credit to get you what you need at a low interest rate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But He was like,
that be the main part, that interest rate.
What
that
interest rate? The interest rate now so high.
That shit high as hell, bro. Everything with interest rate.
I said, damn, bro, they sticking to that.
Even getting cars now, the interest rate has went up.
That shit ridiculous. That shit overrated too.
Yeah.
That shit overrated. A brand new fucking car.
Bro, that's why I ain't buying no more brand new cars, but bro. I'm getting fairly new used cars. That's all I'm getting, bro.
Advocate real quick, though. I play that. This is where some people might say, though, and they might have a point. They might say, well, if you track time, this has happened over and over and over and over again. Like, price hiking ain't nothing new.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I remember.
I mean, they've been jacking prices up for ages, bro, since prices started.
Yeah, because I remember, like, you too.
I remember when gas was 88 cents.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I remember when prices of, like, when 1993 and 1994. You know, I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, man, shit was cheap. You feel me? But when you look at it, it went cheap
J,
then.
Get a pal J for $100.
$100.
Well, $100, bro.
Yeah, them days. I miss them days. I ain't even gonna jump down that hole. You hit me in my heart then.
You feel me?
I used to walk to the shoe. Bro, walk to go.
Bro, Reebok Classic now with $80.
Man, I ain't paying no $80 for no Reebok.
And we used to go get them bitches for $35.
Alpha One was $50.
Alpha One was $50, bro.
I remember like folk be like, nah. I remember them being nah, nigga. Nah, I remember 50, when Alpha One was $50.
Like the mids.
Like when we like. The only fucked up thing was
mids.
Back when we was in our freshman year, middle school,
yeah,
like 8th grade, 7th grade, for the South, Alpha One wasn't that popular.
Yeah.
They just wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in New York, they always been popping. Them niggas call them bitches uptowns. They call them all type of shit up there. Yeah. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
To her, they Fosters. Yes, I said it. Fosters.
Alpha One, whatever what they sell the video.
Fosters.
No, Fosters.
Alpha Fosters.
Gotta get me a pair of Fosters.
So, the price then.
Or all whites.
Yeah, they're all white.
I'm like, I got to get my all white.
They're white. That cocaine.
Motherfucker already know what you're talking about.
Maybe I'm picking some cocaine.
Yeah. Them cocaine whites.
Them bitches glow in the sun. But I remember them bitches $50.
Yeah.
And people like, nah, you talking about the flea market. Yes, nah. But they were $50 in the store, bro. I've been buying them bitches since I was 13, 14 years old, bro. Like, they were $50.
I remember we used to just go get a pair just for $50.
Yeah, they were $50, bro. I'm that old, nigga. I remember them bitches for $50. And then I remember when they started going to like 80, 90. I remember that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, shit. It wasn't nothing. That's why I think, like, why you think a nigga had a shoe closet full of. Just Alpha One.
Dope Man
different
Nikes.
Different color Alpha One, Reebok Classic.
I remember the Dope Man Nikes.
Like, it was certain shoes you just bought a bunch of, and Alpha One,
one of them.
But, yeah, that shit inflated to the shoe market. Yeah, inflated to spending $200-$300 on a pair of shoes that don't cost but like 5 cents to make.
Inflation on everything, bro.
That shit crazy.
Think about it.
But that person would say that this is always happening. This ain't nothing new. This is just the next.
It's the next phase.
It was what's supposed to come after.
Yeah.
So some people say that, and that might just be what it is, bro.
It's just like the.
So I guess so as technology, so as everything else got to go up. Cause. But this shit is stupid now.
All this shit that's going up, it's only one thing. With all these years that it's been going up, it's only one thing that ain't went up.
Puss.
No.
That ain't it.
No.
It ain't went up neither.
Them pay wages.
No, hell no.
Them wages, bro.
I was just gonna say that.
How you gonna keep going up on all these prices?
I'm thinking pay wages, period. Bruh, like whether it's minimum wage, not
like
minimum wage.
Right now, minimum wage should be 15.
What the fuck is minimum wage?
$7.25, bro.
That shit ain't went nowhere.
Hell no.
Man, I thought they at least bumped that shit up like $10, $11.
No, bro.
For real? See, they fucked that. See? That's where you fucked up it right there.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, they don't want nobody to live. They just raising the price up on you.
Yeah, because you're a person with a good job in the next year or so.
But the thing,
the price is going up. That money ain't gonna be shit.
Now here's the stupid part, though. It's either better to be wealthy or poor.
Poor.
No, I'm saying. No. Those are the two.
Yeah.
Because in between.
No,
you think about it.
Ain't no in between.
No, yes it is. Think about it. Listen to me.
All right. In between.
No, listen. The wealthy can just go ahead and buy whatever, right?
Can they?
Yeah, the wealthy.
You talking about it. You talking about the wealthy, that
like the Jay-Z's, the Diddy's, the LeBron's, the like the.
I'm thinking, yeah.
No, just roll with me. That's the wealthy. The poor is the people. Think about it. Welfare, food stamps, is government funded, so they good. It's the people in the middle who going to work every day, working the 9 to 5. Who's struggling like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Why? Because we can't qualify for food stamps. But we don't make enough money to buy the food we need, or the gas, or the bills, and all that other shit.
Point taken.
Poor people, they bills are paid for, because 9 times out of 10,
they got
some kind of Section 8 government assistance. Rent ain't but $7.50 a month. And then they getting $3,500 in food stamp, selling $1,500
of it. The only problem with that ain't no problem with what you're saying. It's absolutely true. And one of the biggest problems I see with that shit is when I ain't against government assistance, because there's some
brothers
out there that absolutely
they need it.
They need that shit, and they get that shit, and they do.
My thing is, if we got all this type of government assistance, why we got so many homeless people?
And you can't. And why, like you said, why the middle class people can't
apply for this? Why are we the ones struggling?
Yeah, like why they can't apply
for
this?
We have to pay for everything.
Yeah, we pay for everything.
But we only get paid so much.
I was just gonna say that, though, because just normal, like even above minimum wage, those prices, the like what wages are now, that ain't enough.
It still ain't enough, bro.
That ain't enough. It ain't never been enough though.
Like right now,
why they call them the middle? Why they call it the middle class?
Yeah,
they the middle.
But right now, with the way the world is going,
that shit
I feel like the average household, no matter what, it should be made sure that they're bringing in, whether it's one person to run the household or two, they should be bringing in $2,500 a week.
Fact.
You feel me? And this is after
taxes. Yeah.
This is after you done got all the taxes out of it.
Yeah.
$2,500 a week, bro.
Create government, dog.
And they will still have money, because get what? We ain't gonna do nothing but spend it. You know we gonna spend it.
Because when they take your taxes out, I know they be tearing my ass up. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody who get a check, look at your paycheck, you be like, but I goddamn Uncle Sam ain't bullshit.
Take all these taxes out, and then beginning of the year, I still owe you money.
I was gonna say some shit that won't incriminate the hell out of myself real quick. I'm gonna be like, you know what? I ain't paying them motherfuckers a damn another dime.
But get what though?
See,
the wealthy don't.
They don't.
The wealthy don't pay taxes.
They just get slapped on the wrist and say, "All right, you owe." I was just reading a story about that. Well, it was one of them famous ass Hollywood actors, right? He done made stupid bukus of money. He done went on to be one of the most powerful and successful men in Hollywood, period, behind the scenes, all this shit. Got hit with they tried to hit him with tax evasion. He beat that. But then they were like, well, you still owe Department of Revenue close to $800,000. Yeah. And he was just like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm pretty sure if me and my little regular ass run up a $100,000 bill,
it's a problem.
On the government,
it's
and
problem.
Ain't paid shit, it's they come get my ass, yeah. You feel me? They gonna throw me in jail. Man, that man got ordered to pay the shit. And then when he paid it, I was like, Well, don't that just prove he was lying to y'all and invading, paying taxes the whole fucking time if he been had the money to pay it? But tax
it's
evasion.
All in how they got them go through the filing system.
You feel
bro.
I'm like, tax evasion is you failing to pay taxes. Yeah. You're ducking that shit. Evasion, nigga. You. It's just like saying a running back is elusive. You ain't gonna get him.
But what he doing is.
But he paying that shit.
He slick doing that shit in a legal way. To where they can take him to court, but ain't shit gonna happen because the way he did that shit.
That's
the shit they don't want us to learn. That's the shit we gotta try to figure out and learn. Like, how to maneuver through that
and
shit.
And at the end of the day, like he still didn't pay the $800. They settled on some little stupid, ridiculous ass on like.
Something that was way cheaper.
Yeah, I was
probably
like.
Probably like 100 something thousand.
Or like 200 something thousand.
I was like. Chain to him.
And he just like.
Glad that shit
like
on him. Check. See? Just that simple, bro. But see, it's just like with the insurance. Insurance same way.
It is.
A lot of people don't understand, like, insurance ain't just for death. Insurance can be for living as well. You just gotta know what the fuck going on. You gotta know what policies to ask for, what policies to get into.
They don't tell you that.
Exactly. Cause there's an insurance policy right now you can get into, and that shit go to generate money instantly. You can borrow off that shit. And all while you borrowing off that shit, guess what? It's like you never borrowed it because you still gaining money off of it. So by the time you pay that shit back, you just paid yourself back double.
Yeah, I was reading about I didn't know there's an insurance claim that you can get, right? Like homeowner's insurance.
Yeah.
That if you get sued or took into court, that homeowner insurance kick in and they cover your legal fees.
Yeah.
I said, well, that shit dope, right?
Yeah.
How you feel? How would you know that?
If they ain't telling
that?
You that exactly.
Shit.
Like who am I supposed to be around to get informed about shit like that?
Cause a norm like me, I'm not thinking, man, I need to get me some serious ass house insurance in case I get sued.
Right.
And I need to go to court.
Exactly.
But knowing that you got that homeowner's insurance, you can go, you could lose, my nigga.
Yeah.
And now the insurance company got the right to say, okay, we're going to pay it or you on your own. You feel me? But yeah. 9 times out of 10, with you being a customer who got their policy, they take it on. If you lose, they pay the shit if it ain't no, like, stupid ass. If you up in 10, 50, yeah, your ass done a lot. They ain't going to pay that. But,
yeah.
Like, you motherfucker hit you for like 100, 200 grand. Yeah, insurance. Don't worry about it. You lost it, it kick in. You know how I learned that shit, bro? Watching court TV. Watching Johnny Depp court case, bro. Okay. That's how I learned that shit. Cause the lady he's suing, that nigga won 15 mil, bro. She worth 2.
Damn.
That's what I said. But they were like talking about she might be able to pay the whatever they might do it because she's an actress and a movie star. They were like her home, the owner of the insurance company that she got. He was at court with her, like he in the crowd though. Yeah. Him and his associates and shit. They supporting her. You feel him? So I was like, damn, she might. Then I started Googling that shit. And I was like, damn, it's a homeowner's insurance plan where they will cover your legal fees. If you lose, they cover that shit too. And I was like, who knows to say, man, I need this.
Yeah.
Like, how do you begin to think like that though?
Exactly. Like I said, who do you...
Because I wouldn't have thought that.
Who do you be around to even hear the conversation? You see what I'm saying? Because like normally when you get exposed to something, it's because you either been talking to somebody.
You hear it.
Yeah. In somebody else's conversation, like overhearing it. Yeah. Or you read it. You know what I'm saying? Like you come across, you read it. So where do you go to read shit like that? Who do you be around to hear conversations like that? Who do you go to talk about that type of information?
Who do you... Cause at that point, do you trust the insurance company?
Exactly.
You feel me? At that point, do you trust them? I don't know, but yeah, they gotta go up on the prices of everything. Cause like I said, gas and
food,
that shit is No joke. Right now. Yeah. You feel?
Gas and food. The stuff, the shit you need.
And then ain't motherfuckers don't never have no food.
Gas, food, and rent / mortgage.
Yeah, them three. Yeah, that housing shit is stupid right now.
Yep.
But it seemed like this shit always, but you know what though? I remember shit like that happening, and we gonna get ready to segue our way into the later part of the show. But I remember this type of shit.
I got a bone to pick with somebody.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Fuck what I got to say.
Come on with it.
But nah, I was gonna say, I remember shit like did happen, like with the housing crisis and shit back in the day, and then like whenever some kind of war or like when we was in Desert Storm, we old enough to remember that.
Yeah.
So I remember when shit kind of goddamn flipped upside down for a minute.
Shit,
you feel?
Went haywire.
So
Desert Storm.
I remember coming out of that shit, how shit was different. You know what I'm saying?
Which one where they made the movie Black Hawk Down?
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite military movies.
So I remember how shit was different after that, but then we kind of got our
back
foot
in, got back on our feet.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then I remember 9/11. Shit went upside down
shit
after that,
haywire.
Bro. You feel me? Shit went all the way crazy because we launched our all-out mission to find Osama bin Laden after that. And that shit lasted forever and cost billions of dollars. And the shit kind of went upside down, bro.
Yeah, but think about it. Do you really think that was a real 9/11 attack?
We gonna do we gonna record another episode. Me and you gonna talk about that. You know that my shit. Don't do that to me at the end of the episode, bro. You know that my shit right now.
You know how I am though.
We definitely gonna talk the second episode we record. We gonna get into that because I feel strongly about what the fuck happened. I'm not gonna do it on this one. But you see how the economy flipped upside down right after that. I remember that. So now it seems
right after 9/11, shit, my dad and them company that he was working for shut down.
Shut down, bro. A lot of them did.
Their main, and guess where their main office was?
Iraq.
New York.
Oh. I'm all wrong today. I done said pussy, Iraq. I don't know where Iraq come from.
My brother went smooth out the damn country. He wasn't even staying in the States.
I was trying to get one of them right. You said get with one. I was like, damn, I'm get one. But no, damn. But yeah. And now it seems like they're using the pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, since the pandemic, shit done turned upside down and sideways. So
everything done went up.
And like you said, the housing market and gas.
When they opened everything back up, all prices went up. Slowly.
It was, you know what it was?
Slowly.
It was a soft reboot.
Yeah.
They rebooted the Matrix, bro.
Yeah.
They really did reboot them.
And jacked the prices up. They're not paying nobody. They really trying to get a lot of people.
I remember
really
going,
trying to get a lot of people homeless out here.
I remember we were
going. Messed up in the system.
What year was it we went to Jersey? What year was that? That was 2001. We was in Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember
Thanksgiving break.
I remember the shit up. That was high hell.
Now just imagine what it is now.
For us coming from here, and so in 2001, what the prices here
somebody
were?
Said
they
gas,
way cheaper.
Somebody said gas out there in Cali is like did I say 15?
Oh nah, bro, I'm finna get a bike at that point.
But
me
what?
The chilling, the why, everybody gonna be riding, scooting, on pushing on something goddamn,
man.
But we ain't driving the world. We gotta go to Salt Lake. You better get your ass on the back of that bike. I pedal as far as I can, and you gonna have to take over. Cause $15 ain't nothing shaking.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing shaking. You can't even go to work. And then I remember in what was it? I forgot what year that was.
We went to Tennessee.
Trying to think of what year that was. I worked for Hank Aaron Motor Company. Shit, I want to say what that was. 2002. So I remember that, right? And shit, kind of something kind of happened then. Was going on then, and shit kind of went upside down. You know what I'm saying? And shit got real high because I remember something going on with the gas and. Gas had got super high, and motherfuckers were telling folk not to come to work. You know what I'm saying? They were like, hey, y'all ain't got to come to work. Gas too high. You feel?
Mm-hmm.
So, this might just be the next step in that chain. You know what I'm saying? Like, Because I remember all them years I talked to, I remember at some point, everybody seemed to get their feet up under them. You know what I'm saying? And start tracking in the right direction until something else catastrophic happened. Yeah. And shit started sliding back down. You feel me? So.
Yeah, this shit here happened to create more entrepreneurs.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
It has no choice.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I think it's doing a great job. It's a lot of goddamn landmines out there with trap bait.
Yeah.
You feel me? Don't fall for that, Pete. If you need PPP and you got a business that thriving and you do what you gotta do. Get that money, flip that money, pay them folks back.
Scamming, man. But that shit need to stop for real. Just do it right.
Yeah, they were hoping y'all did that shit anyway.
Oh, side note. We're going to shift over to the left a little bit. I got a bone to pick. And this, understand, this is all in love. This ain't no hate. This is all in love. But I'm all these restaurants around here.
I'm with y'all, though.
I'm talking about corporately owned, but right now, mainly, I'm talking about privately owned. Yeah, I'm finna call everybody. I'm calling names tonight.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I'm calling names tonight.
Do I have to use it, put a disclaimer?
Nah, you ain't gonna put no disclaimer because it's not.
You did say it's with love.
Yeah, it's with love. It got some funny in it. I just want y'all to understand where I'm coming from, though.
Go ahead.
To understand where I'm coming from because, like I said, it ain't negative. I just want you, when you be like, you know what, he might be right. So, okay. Just feel me on this.
See that light? I'm going to have to spark on this one.
So, you got Wise Guys. You got American Deli.
Yeah.
You got, what that in front of the post office?
In front of the post
Jet office. Jet Wing.
Oh, I forgot that was there, but I ain't been there in so long.
You got my bro them. Wing It Deli. Yeah, y'all too.
Damn.
Who else?
It's a bunch on Salam Seafood.
Basically, anybody that sell wings, let me talk to y'all for
a minute. Oh, you talking about the wings. Who else sell wings? Oh, Uncle Bobby. Uncle Bob, whatever.
Let me talk to y'all for a minute. Listen here. Okay. Because a lot of y'all, okay, you went up on your prices. I get it. I understand it. Inflation, yes. That's part of business. Please continue to get your money. That's what I want you to do.
Yes, sir.
But stop giving me a damn 10-piece combo with one goddamn ranch. I eat ranch with every goddamn thing. I need at least two.
And then they charge
25 cents. It should automatically be two with a 10-piece. I eat my wings with my ranch. I dip my fries in my ranch. Like, stop being greedy with this damn sauce.
They give you one. They do. And then when you get like number five, number six, that shit gone.
The shit gone, bro.
It's just like chicken nugget. They give you one sauce with a 10-piece.
We ain't lightly dipping these chickens in these sauces. Like, we dunking these motherfuckers.
Yeah, ain't nobody dipping no it tip of the damn. That shit ain't
you
no
dig what much. I'm saying?
Nah, I'm with you on that one, bro.
Put an extra sauce in that 10-piece. It should automatically come with two.
I'm with you 100% on that.
I shouldn't even have to ask for it. Now, if I ask for anything after two, I'll give you the 25 cents. I'll give you the 50 cents. But I ain't finna give you no damn dollar for no little cup of sauce. Come on now.
Who charged you with that before?
Nah, nobody. I'm just saying.
You ain't start going out immediately.
Nah, don't nobody talk. I'm just saying. But the 25 cents, the 50 cents, yeah, I do that. I ain't got no problem with that. But give them a damn salt. It ain't one ain't gonna do it.
They wrong for this shit.
That's the problem I got. I ain't got no like one sauce, 10 wings, and a handful of fries. Knowing damn well every fry's finna get dipped in that damn ranch dressing.
I don't use ketchup.
At all. I can't use ketchup.
I used to. It depends on what kind of ketchup it is. Some of that shit taste too.
Allergic.
Sweet. You can't eat. See, it depends on what kind. Some of the ketchup tastes sweet. I don't
can't even fucking eat pizza no more.
Damn.
Pissed off.
Damn, you missing out on some good shit. Pizza.
You feel
me? I love pizza.
But yeah, like, come on, man.
You know what fucked up?
It should be two, in a 10-piece combo, it should be two sauces. Mm-hmm. In a 20-piece, it should be at least three.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because you still dipping your wings and your fries in the sauce.
Facts.
Y'all know damn well that ain't enough sauce. One cup. And then the ones when they make they dipping sauce, you don't even fill them up.
That shit stupid. I ain't never understood this. Yeah, I know what you talking about, dude. They damn so fill that bitch. Then they give you the little cup.
They give you the little cup, fill it up halfway.
Yeah.
And you want me to eat 10 wings with this?
Nah, this ain't gonna happen.
Come on, man. Give me some more sauce, man.
You know what fucked up? Nah.
Give me some more sauce, man.
You know what fucked up, though?
Come on with your sauce, man.
I ate at a hibachi play yesterday. They charge you for the rice.
Look at that.
I was like, damn, I thought the rice came. What, you were just going to serve me chicken if I just went ahead?
I just want steak.
You just going to cook that shit right steak there and give it to me?
Steak.
Now they charge up for the chicken. Bro, I mean, not chicken, but they charge up for the rice.
Bro, come on with my sauce, man.
So I'm with you on this sauce shit. I'm like, some shit just ain't. I'm going, some shit ain't got to be said to be understood.
I'm going on TikTok with it.
You know what fucked up, though? Yeah, them same folk.
Matter of fact, I'm going on my IG page. I'm calling their ass out.
You know what fucked up?
In a good way.
Them same one that give you that one cook.
Yeah.
When they go on break, they get two.
And they grab two.
They get two. So, yeah.
Knowing damn cool. Well, when y'all go on lunch break, y'all grab two of them bitches.
They know that shit. Yeah.
Come on, man. Give me an extra sauce, man.
Because we were high school kids who worked in a restaurant. So I know whenever I got a chance to take a break, I only know 30 pieces. Them bitches don't exist, but I work here.
Okay.
So I'm gonna make a 30 of these bitches, and I'm gonna get about three of these guys. So it's exactly you.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Y'all heard them giving me goddamn sauce. Come on,
man. Give me some sauce, man.
Some fucking napkins.
And some napkins, bro. Come on. I got mild lemon pepper sprinkle. He bitch is wetter than a motherfucker. You give me two napkins. And then it be the little square shape.
But I ain't give her no napkin, bro. None. Did one up him.
Ain't getting out no napkin.
Ain't give her a nail.
Right here just straight licking his finger trying to get it off.
They said, they don't even give you napkin no more. Damn, hold on, man. They don't give you no fucking napkin, bro. That's thin.
Bro.
I get it.
Damn, bro.
Shit ain't that bad yet, though. You can't give me a piece of toilet paper, something. Just have a roll sitting right there today, and I'll throw it
okay.
In there.
Okay, I gotta wrap that bitch around 3-4 times and put it out.
Them niggas won't give you no napkin. That would piss me off right now.
Oh, boy.
Don't give me no napkin. I'm liable to take this shit back up there and be like, what the fuck my napkin's at, man? God damn. That ain't right. Give me all this sauce ass food. No. Okay, it's that time. So, yeah, he hit a nerve with that one. That one. Right on, give up the sauce.
Give him the sauce.
Man. Give up the
Come
sauce.
On, man.
Damn. Hey, you know what? You nailed that bitch, too, though. Because they damn sure give you one little bit ass.
One goddamn.
They don't know him. Uncle. Nah, bitch, they give you the generic brand. That, you know how little them bitches, the wings don't even fit.
Right.
In the play, I be like, you take it one?
You take it one of them bitches, bro.
Yeah, they do that shit.
Give me some more sauce.
Like, only thing you can dunk is the top of the chicken. Like, the side of the chicken don't get nothing on it. It just be the top. That's all that fit in there. Anyway, it's that time, so. Well, we done demanded for the sauce. We done basically told you again, we don't trust the government.
Inflation.
Hey, we pushing the limit tonight. We talk about inflation, all of that shit. Called out, y'all better give up.
Got off all in that business tonight.
So
Chick-fil-A, you another one. Come on with the damn sauce. Fuck that shit. Don't give me the option in the mobile app to choose how many sauces I need. You already making two sauce limit. Don't give me the two sauce limit. I take the two sauce limit, and you still give me one fucking sauce.
You one sauce, yeah. That's why I don't fuck with DoorDash. They always give me one less sauce than that I
punk asses.
For. We done gave y'all that.
Give them sauce.
This is the time now we go
punk
to.
Punk ass. Right on time.
Shout outs and Instagram page.
Yes, Lord.
Got him. I'm going. I got you, Teddy. Here we go. Go check out my girl at body.honeybyteddy on Instagram. I think they're right.
My boy said, I think they're right.
That surprised the fuck out of me right there. That surprised me.
Did it?
I ain't think it was going to come out that smooth.
You did?
Nah, that shit came out like Billy D. Straight smooth.
What you said, what?
Body honey dot by Teddy.
On the dot.
Yeah. Nah, I can't never do it no more because now it sounds like I'm a stalker. Because I know the shit. Y'all niggas set me up.
Man, make sure y'all follow Teddy at Teddy's underscore smoke underscore shop, man. This nigga here tripping. Make sure you go to www.bodyhoneybyteddy.com, man.
Get all that.
Get all that good shit. Man, if I think she just, if I'm not mistaken, I think she just had a slit little set.
She did. Yeah. See, once again, you asked me a question that made me look like I'm a stalker. I don't know. Yeah. Nah, for real, she got some dope stuff.
Hey, make sure y'all go. Yeah, make sure y'all go check out, man. Get wood on that workout. We supposed to be linking up to do a workout next month in July, I think, on Saturday outside. So
I need to film that shit.
Yeah, we supposed to be linking up to do that. So make sure y'all be on the lookout for that.
Y'all should do that. Film y'all workout stuff. Sell them bitches like them white folk be doing at 3 o'clock in the morning. On the infomercial.
Yeah, I'm finna turn my shit up. I'm finna get my shit all the way lit.
But yeah, hey, check us out at the DSA Podcast.
Yes, Lord.
On Instagram.
Yes, Lord.
It's he got the viral guy right here. He all on there. He going viral, bro. Your shit is going viral.
Huh?
Your shit going to go
speak
viral.
Speak on it, brother.
But anyway.
Told y'all I was coming back.
Check us out, man. Check me out at Schultz Boy 82 on Instagram. Got the Brill Igno clothing line. That's Brill X Igno. Check that out. The website getting ready to go up. We just trying to get out there. We ain't even do no soft lunch. We gonna do a whole launch for the website, which still putting clothes on, still getting stuff. People don't order stuff and we ain't ready for you to order shit, man.
That's what's up, though.
Like, the people that been ordering, been you know how that shit. They get straight to you.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So, shit. But, lady, we were tweaking. We were working on the website. Saw it and said, damn, how the fuck she?
Yeah.
But, you know, check us out. Brill Igno Clothing Line. A lot of shit coming. Go ahead, cool.
Man, you already know what it is, man. Gang Life feels on the way. Had to take a quick pause because a nigga finna move into a Chris Naive. You
Chris
know what I mean?
Naive.
And Chris Naive. But Gang Life is on the way, so be on the lookout for that. I ain't really doing too much on Facebook no more unless it's just something I reshare or repost, something positive or something. I ain't really doing a lot of shit on Facebook. But that IG. And that motherfucking TikTok. Right now what I got going on TikTok, man, I got my early morning word of the day, Monday through Friday. I'm gonna crank up Saturday and Sunday. That's coming soon. I'm gonna see the word of the day, or I might give you a phrase. But either way, it's motivation.
Check it out.
And then midday, I come back on and hit you with some kick in the shit. It's just whatever come to mind. Yeah, maybe acting crazy. You never know. So, yeah, make sure y'all stay on the lookout for that. From my understanding, I already got a video about to go crazy.
About to go crazy.
So, make sure y'all go check that out.
Hey.
And make sure y'all follow me IG and TikTok at Your Country Cousin. YACONTRYCUZIN. At Your Country Cousin. Yeah.
There it is. Hey, check out the podcast. All major streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcast, all that shit. Get at us. Holler back. It's the DSA Podcast, man. And we are
out.